Man, you come straight out of a coma.
We got Chavez on here too.
America Chavez is also in the multiverse of madness.
Yeah. So switch universes real quick. Yeah. Now, this is a sidebar. What do y'all? Who do y'all think, or should they recast Black Panther?
So this is the theory how I felt with that and what they could do to where we could kind of still save face. Like, I don't think they should recast this Earth's Black Panther. What I think could happen is, and this is just me and what I've seen already. So, like, when everyone went back in Spider-Man No Way Home, you could play it to where everyone didn't go back. Or if it further gets down the line, people are starting to cross multiverses. You could have a version of Black Panther that ends up in our MCU in which his planet got destroyed. And that's how he ends up here. And then that could be the one who was that actually went to America, got the American education, then came back Luke to Charles. Wakanda. Yeah, but then that also opens up Wakanda forever for us to learn something that we didn't get to really know about was the Chitauri and where the vibranium came from in Wakanda. They never covered that yet, which I hope they will cover in Wakanda. But that also ties now into Galactus and another reason why Reed Richards would show up. Now, I also do have one thing that's also out there throwing it and reaching. Hear me out.
Go ahead and bust that reach open.
I think Angela Bassett is Storm.
All right.
Okay. Now,
I think Angela Bassett is Storm.
Okay.
I think the story you already talking about already happened.
Wait, and that's please, Will, let me interrupt you respectfully AF. Respectfully. Okay, Will, now you know that I truly consider you a friend. I love you, Will Ferrell, known you for many years, okay? You know this. You might not know what I'm about to say, but I will say, Geek said, I still think you're a narcotic. However, Will, that is the greatest statement I've ever heard because I looked at her in part one and I said, this is interesting. Yes.
I seen them dreads. I was like, that might be Storm.
His father was a Panther first.
Yeah.
Then they were supposed to be married. Why wouldn't that be T'Challa's mom in this universe?
And if you look at it, the picture we always see with Storm and Black Panther is the exact fit his father wore in the first Black Panther.
I didn't catch that one. Okay.
Right. So now, again, too, what could have happened as well is we also got Nick Fury, we got S.H.I.E.L.D. Who's to say she wasn't sent there, had her name changed to protect her? And she's been rocking there this whole time, which, again, another way of layers to show that mutants have already been there this entire time. And that means Charles Xavier is somewhere around here with Magneto.
I don't like this, man. That's how you fix stuff. That's how you be like, we've been here the whole time. We haven't had any incidents at all. We haven't used our powers in the past 20 years. I hate that.
But no.
Remember, all of this stuff we don't know about. Same thing with like Captain Marvel. Like, we didn't know that Ben happened. I didn't like the fact that that's what they got the Avengers from.
The whole time. She was an ordinary.
Yeah, but they also had that incident none of us knew about. Like, we never knew. Like, that's how he knew Captain Marvel.
Right.
So that's how all of these incidents have happened and stuff like that.
But when you look at and this is why I'm going along with that theory. Who's to say that all the mutants are the same age, right? So if you got Storms, by her ability, she could be old AF or whatever. However, that doesn't change the fact that you could have, and that still makes sense for whenever we meet Wolverine. Because you know Wolverine lives to what, 320 or something like that?
And a crazy thing about that, just to add to you so you can keep going, we're now in the year 2025. That's the same year Logan is happening. Old man Logan is happening at the exact same time we're in the MCU right now.
But that's Fox's universe. And the only reason I'm not going to give them, I'll give that acknowledgement, but it's definitely in a different universe. Because for this to make sense for the Marvel universe and then bringing in the mutants, I'm still cool with Sir Patrick Stewart playing Professor X. I'm still great with Ian McClellan playing Magneto. But at the same time, I loved both of the young boys as Magneto and Professor X.
Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy.
And McAvoy. Like, I love their performances. So if we can, I really, to be honest, guys, honest truth, if we could bring all four of them into some sort of story for the Multiverse of Madness to introduce mutants, I'm down with. Yeah. I'm not mad at showing original Wolverine, but I know he's not going to continue doing a role.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to see him in like Deadpool as a cameo.
Yeah.
And that be about it. I would love to see a new Wolverine. I mean, they already cast the Wolverine I wanted as Venom, but you know, like, I would love to see him. Man,
you think he could have killed it?
Tom Hardy is the comic book standard Wolverine.
Okay.
His name's like 4'3".
Yeah,
he's the exact match for him. Like, I want the like rabid Wolverine, like the bone claws. Like, yo, when you added metal to him, that's when it really became Weapon X.
Yeah.
Like, I want that version, but we already got him as Venom. So I look forward to see who they might cast as him. But I do have a question though that ties in with this. Now that we've seen Kang the Conqueror,
yeah,
is Reed Richards going to be black? Because Kang is Reed's great-great-grandson. Mm. So does that mean someone in the Fantastic Four is black?
Well, I mean, is Kang the Conqueror really black, though? Because remember, he just takes on different forms. Right. So, I mean,
he's black.
I know, but I'm just saying, is he considered a human?
No, in the story, he's human. His actual name is Ned Richards.
I'm talking about the Kang that we've seen on camera right now. Even though we know it's Jonathan Majors and everything like that, is that character right now, as established, considered a human? So it's like he can still be a
experience.
Yeah.
Well, the Council of Kings that, you know, they can all kind of come together. You know how they have a whole bunch of Lokis, different colors? Versions of Kings.
Mm-hmm. And we've already seen two. So we've already seen the old version of him. And then when Loki went off, you saw the Conqueror as a statue and stuff like that. So it is established that. And then also, too, he told the story when he was a scientist.
Yeah.
So technically, I guess he would be, but like you said, we never know if he's human. And then another thing that CT said, now that I started noticing, was
you about to drop the ball.
Mutants don't age that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not crazy to say that the young Magneto and the young Professor X could still be here. And then two, I still tied to saying, I don't care what nobody say. That Scarlet Witch is Magneto's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm letting y'all know that now. That is Magneto's kid. Why? Because if you remember, go watch X-Men Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you tie it in, do y'all remember where his base was?
Yeah. He kept saying he said, you know my mom and my dad? Oh,
not just that part.
So you
remember when Dark Phoenix went to go talk to him. Mm-hmm. And he had that whole base and that little haven. That was Sokovia.
That's if they're trying to get comic book accurate, they have to, because you know, like if they do House of M storyline, like, because that's, I mean, and that's what I thought when I was watching WandaVision. I thought that they was going to kind of lean into that, because remember, she snaps. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. She snaps that whole moment in House of M. So I can definitely, once they start establishing mutants and start getting like actually now addressing that, yes, there are mutants and everything, then we might start getting into that.
We might do a reverse House of M. Because when Scarlet Witch said no more mutants, she might say we need mutants, or you know, bring in the mutants.
Go further with the point. When you look at Fassbender, when you look at Magneto being her father in general, let's go back to WandaVision. All right, and this is a testament to Kevin Feige. WandaVision cast a Quicksilver actor from the Fox universe as her brother instead of the one who played her brother in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And now let's go even further. If you've been watching Hawkeye, if you haven't, what I'm about to say is a spoiler. When you look at the Kingpin, we already know the Netflix rights reverted back. So, you know, Disney has control of their character, but they cast D'Onofrio as Kingpin. Now, I'm not saying that, and we just saw Daredevil in No Way Home. Now, I'm not saying that they're bringing the exact same storylines with them from Netflix.
It's confirmed. Just to get you know, it's confirmed.
Amazing.
Kingpin actually said it in an interview. His story from Daredevil is the exact same. It's picking up right from when he got arrested. Yeah, so
if that's the case,
that is canon.
if that's the case, then now we got Kingpin and we have Daredevil in this universe. Yep. So who's to say that they couldn't just bring in the Quicksilver actor and Fassbender into this world because they own them now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, one of the I wanted to just take it back real quick, because when you talk about also who can take over Black Panther, but just in general, if what it was established in What If, with the Multiverse of Madness, we saw a character directly pulled from Multiverse of, from What If and brought into real life, right? So it was like, we know that, you know, in What If, we know that Killmonger was Black Panther. If they're if they're changing up the universe and opening up that world, you could have that What If version of Killmonger be the new Black Panther, a way to kind of bring him back, because it's like, oh yeah, no, this is a different universe person, but he has a different perspective now with everything that he went through in What If.
Yes.
And then they tell him everything that the other Black Killmonger went through. His perspective is going to be completely different in this new universe.
Even more simple, because we're thinking too complex now. And this is what happened with WandaVision. We were all like, yeah, and they go show Mephisto. And then and we're like, no, nah, we overthought it. It was simple. So I'm with all of these and I agree, but I'm saying let's take it even more simple. When I'm talking about the DC universe and I'm talking about Flashpoint, there's something that happens in a Doctor Strange trailer that wraps all of this up, because this shows the two different companies think the exact same way. When you mess with time, things happen. Yes. So that simple statement of Doctor Strange messing with time and messing with the multiverse can simply show Killmonger being Black Panther, or showing that Shuri was Black Panther this entire time.
Yeah.
Instead of Chadwick characters dying, literally she's been to Black, like, so we don't know what's gonna happen, but when you mess with time,
yeah,
everything and changes.
And also too, hold on, my bad, go ahead, Dion.
Having a production when they already had a whole script ready to go with Chadwick Boseman as the main character, and then when he dies, can you imagine the scramble of like, how can we save this script? How can we use what we have to show him? Do we keep his mask on the whole time? Do we kill him off? Do we send him on a mission? I'm thinking, like, I don't know how they're going to fix this.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like a quick, like, oh, who is this? You're the new Black Panther. Like, I'm trying to figure out, are they going to have, well, like the mask on the whole time? Like, we going on a mission?
Well, no, rumor was given that they are going to, like, put in there that he did pass. Like, they said, like, I think in the beginning of Wakanda Forever, there's a statue of him in Wakanda. No. They might explain what happened and stuff like that, but that's going to be it. Like, they, like, most
of Wakanda. They put an outfit on him, put on a mission, and then come back like they did with Paul Walker
I hate that.
I hate that. That's not because it's like that, but that's why I'm like, yo, like, that's why I'm like, yo, acknowledge it. And then, like you said, let it kind of have that scramble of who's next. Like, outside of the idea I've had of, like, bringing it from another universe, the way I saw it was make Shuri queen and then introduce who's the bald-headed chick that runs the secret agency?
Okoye. Yeah,
make her Black Panther. Because there's a version of her that's like that with the fur thing right here, and there's a suit of the female Black Panther. Make her Black Panther.
Well, see, that's the thing. So many people take on the Black Panther mantle. I mean, Killmonger was it before, and Baku, and, you know, like, there's so many people that was it. But I'm going to keep it a bean. Out of all the movies that are coming, Wakanda Forever is the one that I'm the really, like, most scareful, nervous of. I mean, nervous about, because not only with Chadwick, but then with everything that's going on, you know, with Letitia Wright and... I'm just so nervous about this.
Well, she got COVID, then she got hurt, and then, like, she refused to take the vaccine.
Yeah,
and
stuff it's just like so that. Much. It's so much going on with this movie behind the scenes that I'm like, fam, I don't even know if I want it right now, because it's like it just seems like it's nothing's going right with this movie.
I mean, having the whole script done, and be like, hey, the main characters on one.
Yeah,
here's the problem. Yeah. And I, first of all, I agree with everything that you gentlemen are saying. The problem, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, is the thing that nobody's going to say. And I'm going to say it because this is the truth. Michael B. Jordan was so good as Killmonger the movie was still out and nobody even mentioned any of the characters in the film. Yeah. It wasn't until the late great Chadwick Boseman passed that it wasn't even 5 days that people were like, hey man, Killmonger should be Black Panther. It's like, hey man, wait a minute.
Right. But he could be the one that ties in with the story I said coming from another Earth, and then just let Michael B. Jordan be that. And then it's still
in Wakanda. They have the technology to bring somebody back. They probably put one of those things and they can heal him real quick, take the knife out, put a little.
Because Killmonger didn't die. Like, we can say that. Like, if you make movies, you know, if you didn't see him die, he didn't die.
We saw him keel over on the cliff when he watched the sunset.
No. You could have passed out because of the pain. Like, the fact he sat there with a knife in his shit that whole time.
I went well on this one. I went with you on this one.
And then going to shock. That just showed how tough you.
They did say that they would not recast T'Challa. And we know that Kevin Feige is a man who's very literal with his words. Yeah. He didn't say we won't have another character take up the mantle of Black Panther. He just said we will not recast T'Challa in this universe.
Also, and then also make that last point very clear. Earth 616 T'Challa will not be recast.
Yeah, he said that. That's what and why exactly would you say that if you weren't going to bring in a different Black Panther?
I didn't know he said that exactly like that. Then that's almost, it's pretty much confirmed.
Yeah. You're bringing in another Black Panther. But I'm saying
in the CW universe, they did that with us with Wells all the time. They kept on saying that. But it was like, he's Nash now.
However, when you see, and this is another testament to Chadwick, bro. Yes. We would love to see Michael B. Jordan play Black Panther. However, if it's not Michael B. Jordan, any Black man on this planet that is playing Black Panther will be hated if it's not Michael B.
But see, that's why I say make old girl from the Dora Milaje Black Panther. Why? Because just like how you said, dudes, who doesn't want to see a woman Black Panther? But then also, too, one, she's not of royal descendage. So one, that's already going to be the burden she got to overcome. Like, imagine the scene when she got to go face the ancestors and they don't want her to get off of her knee and she has to stay like this. And it's like, yo, because you're not royalty. So it's like, what do I do holding this mantle? But then also,
why am I bringing in Lupita? You don't think she'd be a good one?
No.
Lupita Louie?
No, I like Lupita if they did a Disney Plus series on the espionage of Wakanda. Like, I want to see that part.
I would love that.
I want to see her go on the missions and stuff like she was talking about. I want to see those and her interact with the Dora Milaje. I don't really want to see her being the protector of Wakanda and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see the protector of Wakanda, somebody who wanted to be a Wakanda. She was trying to leave every 5 minutes.
Right.
I have to
That's more of a storyline. That's more of a storyline.
Like, where are you trying to go?
Where are you trying to go?
Like, we got everything. We about to get Starbucks.
I'm going to Nigeria. We already
want to go to Compton.
Like, we got everything here. We got everything here.
You don't want to be the king?
Man, but we gonna see, man. But like I see T say, I think we definitely overthinking it, and they're gonna hit us with something so simple.
It's always simple.
It's gonna be super simple.
Because when we look at Spider-Man No Way Home, bro, and I'm telling you, before the movie came out, Kevin Feige said, please lower your expectations. I don't want anybody to get disappointed, right? And I was like, but why would you have all of their villains and you don't bring them back, right? And then you watch the movie. What's the simplest way that they went? Doctor Strange was casting a spell for Peter. Peter was Peter too much, which while we're on the subject before I finish that part, I hate the fact that they call it the Peter Tingle and never once called it the Spidey Sense. Because
hilarious. Come on, man. And it was so funny,
And then he converted Toby and then he was like, y'all got the tingle? He's like, yeah, we got the tingle.
Yeah, we got the tingle. He's like, oh, come on.
What?
But so all of that, He was doing his Peter thing as being a teenage boy and ruined the spell, and that's what brought everybody here when we all thought it was going to be something else. Yeah. So it's like Kevin Feige is a simple but genius man.
And people were so mad about that. They were just like, yo, it was so stupid for them to go, oh, we're going to try to save them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, yo, like, but that's what make you really go to like, yo, we need to get back to simplicity. Yeah, because my biggest argument for that was like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Mm-mm. This is all Tony Stark's fault. And then none of y'all say, oh, it was real dumb when he made Ultron. He fucking made Ultron.
Yeah.
He brought this to Earth. I'm like, so yo, like we're not gonna try to get into the schematics of the right decisions when it comes to superheroes.
But to shoot him some bell, he was against it. Aunt May laid it on thick, like four different interactions with them, like, you know, you guys doing, and really convinced him to do so. Because his original thought process was like, we gotta send them back. So we gotta keep it a beam. Like it wasn't like he just immediately was like, yeah,
no.
He fought it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He
did fight. Shout out to Zendaya too. Zendaya was real, but she was like, "I'm finna hit this butt."
wait a second. And then we see Andrew,
all the villains together having the conversation, like, "You died, bro."
I love that part.
Jamie Foxx.
I love Black Hope.
Oh shit. I was about to.
He's like, hey, yo, what happened to me? I don't know. You just disappeared. Damn.
I loved it. I was like, this is crazy. This is like,
yo. That movie, bro. Because I'm talking about the overall joints, but that movie, man, Jamie Foxx
is my God.
Obviously one of the greatest comedians of all time. However, in this movie, let me tell you how good he was in this movie. I ignored the fact that he was a completely different character than the Amazing Spider-Man 2. He was that good.
Comb over?
No comb over.
He's the only one that did not know who Spider-Man was. They never revealed his face to him. That was the only loophole in that whole movie.
He knew who Andrew was because they told him.
At the moment he was pulled, he didn't. But I do like the fact that he, like, even like the go to like Jamie's comedic timing and just how he's written. Like, I love the fact that even the interaction, he said, man, you know what I'm saying? You help a lot of people in the hood, man. I thought you was gonna be black. You know what I'm saying? And I also love the fact that just like black folks, once you get into a better situation, you like, I ain't trying to go back to that old situation. He was like, yo, he was like, look, I came up. I don't want to go back.
this how good he was in this movie. Did nobody question how the hell he got his body back?
Nobody.
Like, how did you materialize skin?
Yeah. Ain't nothing gonna put you that I'm butt ass naked.
We was like, so, yo, hey, I'm cool. I don't care.
When he did this, and this is to go to your point, Dion, where you said that was the only loophole, I'll give you half of that because in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I can accept that Harry may have told him that this is who Spider-Man is. However, he would have never... without Harry telling him that, he wouldn't have shown up to Earth, on this universe. But at the same time, for him to have that conversation saying, I always thought you would be black, doesn't make sense if you knew who I was to get to this universe. Right. So yeah,
I think that's where I came in incorrect, because I think Jamie really just recognized the suit.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was like. Well, yo, like, and I think he was the point of really correcting that of like, yo, you're not Pete Parker, because Doc Ock didn't catch that. It's like, if you just came back, and I think that was one of the biggest mess ups. It's like, if you just got here, you weren't fighting him dressed like that.
No.
So that's obviously not him. You've never fought him dressed like that. So why would you think that's your Peter Parker?
And this is the only one that had different suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jamie is the one that really kind of kept that 100. Like, I don't know who you are, but I can definitely recognize Spider-Man eyes. And yours move.
Yeah.
So I know you ain't the one I'll be messing with.
I know it. Yeah. That movie was so good.
Jamie Foxx came in, he had the black suit on Inside Out. He had his suit Inside Out because of the green suit. Yeah. So he's totally different. He's like the Night Monkey from
Far From Home.
Night Monkey got an upgrade. Yeah, but y'all did mention something, and I know a majority of y'all have said y'all predictions. So I do have two more myself, and one does time with Dion, but it is something that you had mentioned, CT, when it came to Kingpin, and that's something I did want to bring up, and that is talking about the reinsurgence of the Netflix MCU, man. I just went back and rewatched all of this, and I don't care what nobody said.
Hold on.
I'm
going to say that. I'm going to have to disagree.
This is all I'm going to say. For Iron Fist, you should have got rid of season one and started season two with season one. That would have kept everybody interested. But instead, you gave too much fluff and don't nobody care. Yeah. But the fact that, like you said, we got Kingpin now running around like we seen in Hawkeye, but what just and like we saw Daredevil in Spider-Man No Way Home, but what I just could not get over that whole time and thinking, I'm like, yo, the Punisher is running around somewhere in Hell's Kitchen right now.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, yo, my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I need Blade, Daredevil, Kingpin, Spider-Man, and the Punisher in some kind of series or some kind of cameo together.
You know who you didn't say? Luke Cage, Jessica Jones.
I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. I was getting them. Stay there.
What? Come on. Luke Cage. You know Luke Cage going to have a black moment with War Machine. You know he's going to have that moment with Don Cheadle.
Well, I'm trying to figure out like how you would tie, because he's technically a bad guy now. Because it's like, yo, remember how they left him? He's running the club now and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know where you pick up with him now for season three. Like, even like with Jessica Jones, like both of them are kind of just like, you can throw them into the mix. Like Daredevil, Punisher, y'all got stories that y'all can keep going off of. Unless you decide to have the three of them be the heroes for hire, and you start to do the ladies of the fist, which is with Jessica Wick, and then the lady that was missing her arm. So it's like that; those three kind of need each other. But Punisher, Daredevil, no.
But isn't Jessica Jones still a PI? Like, isn't she still operating her PI service as well?
She is, but I just want to see her get knocked down by Luke Cage to have a kid, like in the comic book. I'm ready
for happening. That. How much crime is happening in New York that they don't even acknowledge them in the universe? So it's man, like, it's whatever. Spider-Man is like, let's solve these banks.
There are so many superheroes in New York that it's like, my thought was always, if I'm a superhero, why don't I just go down to Florida? Everybody's in New York.
Right.
It's too
right. Well, but then it's like, if all the crime is happening here, I don't want to go to Florida and there's no crime, then I can't really do anything. I got these powers for nothing. It's like,
but how are you going to compete with Iron Man if you're the? But the Punisher, though, the Punisher was the only series out of all of those. I'm sorry, Daredevil and the Punisher stories were the only two that never had a lull. That you were never like, oh my god, this is trash. Like The Punisher got better with season two. Daredevil got better every season. And when I saw the introduction of the Punisher on Daredevil, I was like, oh my god. Luke Cage season one, until that final two episodes, I was like, this is great. And then they had to bring in his brother with that bullshit ass costume. Then season two, you know, it was basically the Jamaican season. And I was like, I love Jamaicans, but I don't think that they were like this season.
Nah, but I was like, I love Bushmaster, but I was like, I don't like this story.
It started off strong with Bushmaster, and then it was just kind of the story just kind of but like I said, Jessica Jones gave us one of the best Marvel villains, and Kilgrave is up here, and villains. Kilgrave was so good.
So good.
That was season one.
Season two.
Like she didn't have two more.
Well, I mean, yeah. When they started trying to give her, they gave her friend. Pop, was that her sister? Friend.
Tigress.
Tigress. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like her story arc.
I didn't like the mom story arc. I was like, what is this? Have you tied her for humanity? Shit.
Why is this going on? Is what I was thinking, bro. It was like then the Defenders. What'd you say, Dia?
You know what Disney Plus is doing though?
What?
When they do seasons, that's essentially three movies of the Marvel. They get you familiar with them really, really fast. So it's like
Hawkeye proved that. Yeah, Hawkeye did that because they were supposed to have a Hawkeye movie. They was like, show.
Here's the show. Bro, when we talk about this, and this is my biggest gripe when it comes to a ball that was fumbled by Feige. And Feige is the GOAT when it comes to giving fan service, right? I wish DC had a Feige. We almost did, but they got rid of him. Yeah. Now, when I'm looking at Marvel Universe and I'm looking at Feige, Feige was dead wrong to not give Hawkeye and Black Widow movie before the Avengers came out.
Yeah.
Because listen, bro, when you look at the Hawkeye show, you're basically looking at the introduction for the new Avengers, and you're looking at a man who's on one last leg. We never got a chance to see Hawkeye in his prime. When we saw Black Widow, I'm like, you can't get two more movies out of this shit. She did. What are you doing?
But you know, too, they messed up because of the pandemic hitting and because of how Disney did it. Because they wanted to come out in theaters so Black Widow, so Scarlett Johansson could make her money, but it kept getting pushed back, and then they brought it to streaming anyway. So it's like, why did y'all make us wait if that was the case and stuff like that? So it's just like you said, they dropped the ball when it came to that.
But not even that, they were too late. Like it should have been
came out 2013.
That's what I'm saying. Being too late, they dropped the ball.
This has never happened in the comic books, but I tell you where Iron Man dropped the ball. Why don't they all have Iron Man suits? Like just a different version, like a Black Widow Iron Man suit that she can still do the same things, but like protected. Or Iron Man, like Hawkeye has like an Iron Man suit so he can get shot, but like that. Like,
I just thought about the air. Like, why you can make time traveling quantum realm suits.
Protect
but
your friends,
you couldn't make them a nano suit to protect all of them, and they
he had a battery that was killing his heart.
He got rid of that.
I'm just saying all the stuff that he had to deal with. He was trying to protect the world. He had a lot that he was dealing with. He had time to make everybody suits.
In Tony Stark's defense, Tony Stark offered to make everybody suits, and they each rejected him. Because if you go back to the Avengers film, when he came across everybody, he was telling them things that would improve what they have, and they were all like, and he's like, all right, and, like he offered
Cap,
it.
Cap really shot that down with the whole, like, you know, take that away from you, what are you? So we definitely know he wasn't finna go in armor and stuff like that.
No.
But at the same time, Thor and Hawk did good, but Black Widow.
Y'all need some Mach 4s.
Human people, like y'all need something. Y'all human.
Some iron knee pads or something.
You think about it, Black Widow, like if you had some Iron Man tech, you probably would have survived that fall.
Can you trick that? You can't trick the Red Skull. Like you're not.
You're not getting the soul stone. I see you.
But that's why I love, and I hate to keep going back to this, but it's a work of art. It's like seeing Spider-Man stripped of all of that tech, because I think this movie, and whether anybody says it or not, we now respect Tom Holland Spider-Man. We always liked him because it's like, oh, he's the one who gets to play in the Marvel sandbox, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that movie stripped him of all his friends, all these suits, all of these things that make his superhero job easier. Now it's all on you. And that's why we liked it, because from the very beginning, he never had to stand on his own. He had Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? Once you got Iron Man in your pocket, even part two, he had Iron Man because he had Iron Man tech.
And you know what else that where we earn respect for this? Out of all the Spider-Mans, this was the first Spider-Man that we saw live action that didn't pull their punches. Because when he was fighting, Green Goblin, and he was giving them hands,
giving them to him.
And that's the first time, like I said, we all know, especially if you watch the comics, because Spider-Man done beat Wolverine's ass, he done beat Kingpin down in front of the whole prison.
He's one of the few people that's
right. But he holds his punches. So this was the first time that we got to see like what that means when you don't pull your punches. And the fact that Tom Holland still looks like a kid, like you really get, and the way that they shot it, you really felt like those punches hit heavy as hell.
Wow.
Also, shout out to them though too, for like you said, like with Kevin Feige and Tom Holland always referencing them when it comes to the fans using moves from the actual video game, like when he shot the webs and he power bombed them with that. Yeah. That's a move from the actual video game. Yeah. So it was like to allow them to have that put in there was just so great.
They had Doc Ock versus the Iron Spider, which they both had four things.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Like we got some competition. That was like
that was the best. Yeah.
And then took his tech from him. It was like
arms are fighting each other. I was like, this is dope.
Not only took his tech wheel, gave it back.
Yes.
gave it back. Now, Willem Dafoe, mad respect to him because he did all his own stunts. Yes, and that spear through the ground.
Yes. I felt like he was just, he watched a ton of WrestleMania and he was like, all right, bet I'm about to do all these
moves. When he was getting punched in the face and he would look back with a smile, that was from the memes that we would always see from Willem Dafoe. Tobey Maguire looking at him.
Nobody in the peep when they were saying Peter, and then he was like, you should go, you should go. Now, that was the Spider-Man meme when they were
not good enough.
Oh yeah, when they point. Oh no, we caught it when they went to the last thing. No,
I wish they had their mask on.
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
I would have loved for them to do that. That would have been great. I would have even mind like an Easter egg at the end. They were kind of still there. And they go to the movies and all of them show up in suits.
But you know what? Like you said, Feige's the man with fan service, because even with them, saying, no, man, you're amazing, or them freaking out about
I love that combo, bro. He's like, can we stop? Because
everybody said he was the worst one.
I love it. He kept going to let him sink in. He was like, can we just stop for a second?
No, thank you. I need amazing. That.
He's like Spider-Man 2 or 3.
I'm the third best thing. All right,
I guess
that. And then them freaking out about the web shooter. Like, I just want to that part was amazing too.
He was like, I don't really want to talk about it.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
He's like, that the only place it comes out? Is that the only place it comes out?
He's like, we can't do that. So
we can't.
I don't know.
It was amazing. And it's like, and that's where I'm saying they fixed everything, they addressed everything, and they gave the fans a hug with that movie, bro.
That was Avengers Infinity War Endgame. It was like, we're gonna tie all this together. And by any chance, as a Sony and a Disney breakup, both of them were good.
Exactly.
Crossover again.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, everybody in the MCU don't remember Spider-Man no more. And now the Sony voices is set up to go with Morbius and Kragen? Not Kragen. What's his name?
Craven.
Oh, Craven.
Craven. Craven.
Yeah. They can build.
But we don't know what's going to happen with Morbius as far as which Spider-Man is going to show up, because we saw Oscorp in one, the Tobey Maguire suit in another clip, and we saw Michael Keaton's Vulture. So it's like, which Spider-Man is going to show up, because Oscorp doesn't exist on Tom Holland's universe.
And he also used the Venom line. So Venom is known here. So then that means he's not...
Now which one is he in?
Because exactly.
Amazing Spider-Man never got introduced to that. So
that never got introduced to Venom.
So it crosses out Tom's, but again, Venom's not introduced into Tom Holland's either. So
But it goes back to what I was saying. Is the Spider-Verse separate from the multiverse? Because if so, then then any one of them still can pop up into it, because they have awareness of the multiverse and everything that just happened within the past. Like, them the only ones. Because think about it this way. In this new Spider-Man that they have now, everybody don't know who Peter is. So in order for us to even have some type of, you know, relationship of, man, somebody I can go through this with, why not lean heavy more into the triple Spider-Mans? Like, they may not all have to be on screen, but now we can be like, oh yeah, you know what? I know what's going on. I know everybody else don't, but I know that there's two other Spider-Mans for sure that know what's like. That can be their glue that keeps them together, because they already been talking about like, okay, we may actually still get an Amazing Spider-Man 3. Like, they started talking that some of these, like now, like, you know, Andrew Garfield may get a second shot. And then, like you said, you know, we may see old man Peter with Tobey. So it's like, if they build upon that relationship, that whole Spider-Verse and everything, that's what keeps them linked to still knowing what's going on, where the whole world don't know. And that's how you can still, like, okay, anybody can still be in this universe. Any one of these Spider-Mans can.
Well, Sony will do a good job, hopefully, by keeping consultation with Kevin Feige, because, I mean, honest to God, because Kevin Feige fixed all their mistakes.
Amy Pascal.
I'm not saying no names. I'm just gonna say, as a company, Sony. So when you look at the Spider-Verse in general, you got Tom, you got Andrew, and the reason this is why I'm happy for Andrew. All this talk wouldn't have started if this boy didn't get hot on his own in spite of Spider-Man. Because before this movie, I mean, before his last movie that just got him a Golden Globe, congratulations, Andrew Garfield, and him heating up, he was cold in their eyes. Like, he was doing box office films that weren't really, you know, delivering, so nobody was really talking about him. Now, all of his stuff is hit at the same time, and now Sony's like, well, you know, maybe we can do another Spider-Man because he's making money.
And the fact that you were the breakout character of that movie.
He broke out.
Just because of the fact it was like, yo, like, you were the worst Spider-Man in their eyes. You know, like, I'm on the other side of the fence. I love this franchise.
I love it.
You know, yeah, but it's like, you know, he's not the greatest one to everybody else. So it's like, for you to come in, not only to be the breakout character, for them to, the other Spider-Man to recognize you as the amazing Spider-Man, but then also to the fact of throwing in lines for you, like the whole thing of like, I love you. The reason why it was so dope, it was improv.
Yeah,
that was not scripted. He just threw that out there. That's why they were like, thank you.
And
it was just something
I don't like
Spider-Man
that.
Would say.
Don't you dare tell me thank you if I fucking tell you I love you. That's number one. I thought that when he said it in the movie. He was like, I love you guys. They were like, thank you. I was like, thank you?
I thought that too.
But I wouldn't have ran with him. I'm like, hold up.
They also gave him a redemption moment because they allowed him to save this world's Mary J.
Yeah.
You know? And so
did y'all peep how when Tobey Maguire came into the shot, he had the same outfit on as the Spider-Verse guy.
It was similar.
You just about to catch something.
Are they gonna cross those over?
I think what Sony's gonna do, Sony may give us that in the Into the Spider-Verse 2. I think they're gonna give us a clip where we see live action versions of all of them. So I think we will see a live action Miles Morales. I think we will see a live action Gwen Stacy. And I think we will see Toby as that older version Spider-Man when he hits into one of those multiverses. Because I do think
that. My back.
He's like, isn't it like kind of like the middle lower part? Like, yeah, man, I got that too.
That was the great. That meant seeing all three of them together. But also, I think the reason people don't like Andrew's, I cried three times in that movie. Like, I teared up three times. Andrew, although I love Spider-Man 2, like The Amazing Spider-Man 2, part one was but the reason is because when you look at Andrew, he's the one who doesn't need spider powers. Like, he's handsome. He's got the big hair. He was cool.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Acting his ass off.
And to be honest with you, like, a lot of people don't want to give him his credit, but it's like, yo, he's the glue that gave us these pieces to Tom Holland Spider-Man, because Toby is responsible for the cinematic version of us being able to see him in real life. Sam Raimi bringing that to live action, great. What a lot of people don't give the Amazing Spider-Man credit for is the comic elements he gave us, the brighter colors, the quips, the lines that he gave us, seeing him in high school. Like, they gave us that comic book wonder again with the way that they shot it.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I don't think they give him enough credit for that, because they combined both of those, and that's how we get now the Spider-Man franchise we got.
Yeah.
And you'd have never got that without Andrew.
And it wasn't Andrew's fault that he wasn't in the Marvel universe by the time they made the deal.
Yeah.
It's like he deserved a part three, and it was like, oh no, we're gonna just start from scratch. And it's like,
Also, to keep it a bean, if you think about the Spider-Man Deadpool relationship, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man will be the better fit for Ryan Reynolds Deadpool. Like, I can't see Tom Holland having those quips back and forth for those awkward relationship moments that they have in the comics. Yeah. I can't see him and Ryan Reynolds having that, but I can definitely see Andrew Garfield and Ryan Reynolds going back and forth with their, you know, with the comedic timing and just having those moments and those awkwardness. I think that is a better fit for that if they ever do that.
I'm gonna cry all over again. Like, why y'all doing me like this, man? All these guys are references. I was like, man, when I seen he's like Peter and he came running up, I was like, I know that Peter. I know that Spider. Tell me about that. I'm like, he better not take off his goddamn mask.
yo, when I saw the eyes and they first opened it, I was like,
eyes, yep.
Yo, that's not
all over again, man.
And yo, and this is the first time I've ever, like, in a theater, been there and wish I'd have went at night at like the 7 p.m. showing, because I went earlier and stuff. You know, I don't like to be in the movie theater with a lot of people. But I wish I would have did it when everyone was there, because No one was hype as I was.
Oh, you tripping.
My theater was.
And everybody looking at me like, what's wrong? Like, how are y'all not excited about this? And they didn't know what was happening. I'm like, that ain't Spider-Man. That ain't him. And then he popped it off. I'm like,
that was the greatest. First of all, Will, I'm gonna tell you, you missed an opportunity. You should have gave yourself single camera for that reaction that you just gave. But bro, when my theater was hype. I saw it twice. The first time I saw it at 3 p.m. and the movie theater was packed. We were like the first day. So if it opened on the 16th, I mean, if it opened on the 17th, we were on the 16th, like that. Man, everybody went crazy when Andrew came on screen. Then everybody was like, no way, when we saw Toby.
Exactly.
And it was just crazy. And then, let me go back. When Willem Dafoe delivered that line, we erupted because we knew he was there to steal the show. Yeah. When he sat back, it was like, you know, I'm something of a scientist myself. We've like...
Did your theater get loud when Matt Murdock showed up too? Because my theater,
bro, of course,
my theater went crazy. Theater,
that's a whole new universe because that's Marvel Netflix. We were like, this is the first.
The second time that I went, theater did not get hyped for any of those moments, and
what
I want to get hyped again because. The last time that I was at a theater that got that hype, it was Endgame when you were on your left and they were coming through the portals. That was the last, like the crowd, that it was the same equivalent. And that's why I was like, I love this Spider-Man so much because I like think about all the superhero movies that we went through. Like there's only few moments that get everybody hyped. There was like there's pivotal moments when everybody got snapped. The theater was silent, and people didn't know what the hell happened. When Endgame, when he said on your left, and the portal started happening, or when you saw the hammer lift
hammer.
Up, like you know, what I'm saying, hammer. There were moments that the crowd erupted and went crazy. And then
I gotta disagree with that though. We know I don't care whose theater. I guarantee everybody's theater reacted like mine because you gotta remember, and this was my point, saying with Hawkeye and saying with a Scarlet Witch and. Black Widow having their TV shows instead of movies when they were supposed to happen, that crowds didn't care about these characters, right? Loki, we cared about because we saw him be the villain in all these movies, and he's so charismatic, and he went on to do these big movies outside of Marvel, and people just love him. So they made him an anti-hero in Thor Ragnarok, and it's like, oh, I like this guy. I want him to get his own show. With Hawkeye, it was like, all right, I mean, it's overdue. Let's watch. So when you see Falcon and Winter Soldier, that becomes Captain America and Winter Soldier. By the end of this series, we were like, all right, cool. This was done well. However, in Endgame, when he said on your left, did nobody say shit in that theater. You understand me? But they did get hype when Black Panther came through that portal.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't hear on your left.
We were hype on your left, but when Black Panther came, we got louder.
Exactly.
No one cared. It was just like, okay.
Exactly.
It was just like, all right. And then it's like, all right. And then they opened up and you like, and it's the same thing too, though. And I hate to say it. It was like when, and I feel like I don't want to shit on them for it, but it was like, yo, y'all still did the introduction of Captain America dirty because even his intro wasn't epic. It was like you flew into a regular building with all the lights off and it's a red lit light. And that's how I see your outfit for the first time. Trash. You could have done way, I'm sorry, Marvin, everything else. You could have done a way better job in allowing us to see the first Black Captain America in his suit. But that's just me.
But then, and I agree with you 100%, but then let's talk about that series because that was, I think that was the first one, right? That was the first series because that was before that Loki.
WandaVision
was first. Okay. Falcon and Winter Soldier was supposed to be first. And when you look at Falcon and Winter Soldier, that villain, the girl with the red hair and the freckles, she wasn't a strong enough villain for them to face.
Can I put a pin in it? I don't want you to finish. They had to reverse those orders because that series was about a worldwide virus. So they had to redact a whole bunch of stuff.
So
you will see a lot of the shots over the shoulder, and they had to do like a lot of ADR to fix stuff.
Got it.
That was the worst of the series for me.
Okay.
Yeah, because it just didn't come together. And that was the thing. Because it was like y'all kept hinting at magic and all of this stuff like that. I'm just like, so what's really happening? Then it's like Agent 13 is now a bad guy. I'm just like, why is she back? I was just like, that little if the white Captain America ain't here, why she here? That was for him.
It was wasted. They had the kicking dude was there, wasted. Killed him off.
So the reason why I disagree is any Captain America property, I look for action, right? I equate it to like Bourne Supremacy and like you know, like Mission Impossible, like that type of action. And I feel like out of all the series, that was the best hand-to-hand action combat that we've gotten out of these series right now.
Hand-to-hand combat, yes.
Yeah, hand-to-hand.
When a soldier and U.S. agent was going ham in them.
Yeah, hand-to-hand.
Oh, but I will say that before Shang-Chi. And then that's the thing too.
I'm talking shows.
There's like plot holes that they left in there because aren't Agent 13 and Shang-Chi's sister in the same city? And there's never a mention about her taking over or being anything like that. So it's like, why didn't you make Shang-Chi's sister the person they had to go talk to first? And then Shang-Chi that way, it's after, like. Though. I know, but you've already set us up to
right.
Because again, it was no significance in her being revealed as the bad guy running that stuff. Like, we get it. If you running away and you in trouble with the feds, like, we get it. It made more sense to this person that started their own fight club that been there for them to be the point of contact to go talk to her. And again, we didn't need to know her significance just yet. But now it looped in Shang-Chi, and then it looped in that thing hitting to the Thunderbolts as well.
Mm-hmm. That movie, man, and let me just say, speaking of Shang-Chi, Shang-Chi was a dope movie. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I felt like they being Marvel was like, we want only Asians.
Of course, yeah.
We did Black Panther.
We want y'all to do Asian Black Panther.
Yeah. And they put, just like Black Panther, they brought that one white boy up in there. They brought that actor back from Iron Man 3.
And it was I like it, though. It was amazing. But I love how they cleaned everything up with it. I think that probably is one of the best ones we'll see as a cleanup that they didn't have to do, but they did. And it was just like, do y'all realize how stupid America is? Being afraid of a dude named after a chicken dish.
That was hilarious.
I was like,
who do y'all think is coming? Because at the end, they had said, because you use those 10 rings to kill that monster, you have created a beacon.
Galactus. I think that's the beacon for Galactus. Yeah. I think that's how he's going to come to eat Earth.
There's so much. I think if you take that beacon and then you take the fact that there's like that celestial that they stopped at the end of Eternals, it still emits power. And remember, Galactus, he doesn't physically eat power. He takes the energy from that planet, the cosmic energy. Mm-hmm. So if you have that beacon that you put on there, and also you have the celestial that we just pretty much frozen stone, but the energy is still within it. Galactus is like, yo, this is here for the taking. I need this. I need this planet. And like, is all of that is leading to that of bringing Galactus to
Celestials, Earth. Bro. When we look at the Eternals, I said this earlier, but I can't convey this enough. My heart sank when I saw the size of the true Celestial in that movie. And even the one that's stuck in the water and you just see his fingertips, which are massive. Yeah. I hate the feeling of feeling like I'm an ant, right? Because that's why I don't like large bodies of water, bro. Like, have you ever been on a ship in the middle of the ocean and there's no land by it, and you just feel like
endless?
My god!
If this went down, it's over. I'm just gonna go into water and let the Lord take me. I can't do this.
If they don't talk about the world, how it should be tsunamis, volcanoes. When this celestial comes out the water, it should be like tidal waves. They need to capitalize off of this, like Black Panther or something, because there's no way this can come out the ground and that the world kind of crumble a little bit.
If this is right here, then that means all of this is in the earth.
Exactly.
Along with this part, and the hand was sticking out. Yeah. I mean, half of the earth is this part is in half of the earth right now.
And where's his body? Was he in a fetal position?
Right.
What we also didn't talk about like I said, with it coming out of the ocean, we didn't even talk about the impact that Namor is going to have with that, because that's still Namor's playhouse. So it's like, now you like, you know what I'm saying? Like no, like, if it didn't interrupt what's going on Surface World, it probably messed up some stuff in, you know, Atlantis or under the water. So now Namor probably going to come up like, yo, what the hell are y'all doing?
First movie of Namor attacking this you know, this creature is coming out.
Well, that's supposed to be, that's what Wakanda Forever is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be Wakanda versus them. Namor is supposed to be the villain of Wakanda Forever. And so that's why it's like, we're going to see like what's going to happen. But like how you said, Dion, there's a lot of like elements that they've left in here that can really be explained and stuff like that. Even to go back to like WandaVision's thing, that whole city in real life, you know, is still locked down by the FBI trying to investigate what the heck is happening. Yeah. And the fact that Agatha Harkness is still there pumping out magical energy. As we know, that's an aura just like celestial energy. It's being pumped out. And so they still have to tell us those layers of chaos magic, dark magic, light magic, sorcerer magic. We still have that whole layer to uncover that we don't even know about. And does that tie in with the Eternals as well, now that they're here?
The good thing about the Eternals is that they acknowledged Superman.
They did.
Which is the first time. I know that might seem minute to people.
No.
For years, DC has been acknowledging Marvel, like especially on The Flash. They'd be like, oh, like Spider-Man? You know, I'm like, what? But when you saw Marvel, they never acknowledged any DC property. And like I said, Feige is simple but genius. And for him to acknowledge Superman exists, it's like, what could this possibly be in 12 years?
Well, I'm glad they opened that up to them, because I think that's one thing that makes DC work, is the fact that they do reference pop culture more, especially like if you've watched the first Justice League War, when Green Lantern refers to Batman, he was like, oh, you mean like a vampire from True Blood or something? I'm like, I'm gonna watch all 8 seasons now just because
it was so, man. And that goes to show you, bro, it's like, first of all, speaking of that, last before we continue, Ryan Reynolds should have played the Flash and not the Green Lantern, and that's all.
Played the Flash? Flash. Oh yeah, Wally West.
Way better.
You think he should play Wally? I think he should be Barry.
No, he's Wally. Because you got to understand, Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool is exactly what it would have been like him playing Wally West without the cursing, of course.
I see that. I guess I was putting age on, because I'm like, he way too old to be Wally.
No, we're talking about 2011.
Wally we used to is grown. If I'm going to be honest with you, and this is just me, this is no disrespect to the Flash, I didn't for damn sure erase Jay Garrick from my mind and replace Barry Allen with the tin hat. I was like, you that Flash, and Wally West is the one with the suit. That's you. I don't care what nobody says.
One thing that me and CT is definitely agree upon. Like, I'm a DC fanboy. I love DC, but I do not like Ezra Miller's Flash at all. I'm not excited for. I'm excited
because he's more of a Wally.
I think we talked about that before. Yeah. He's more of a Wally. So yeah, but I know this. I don't want to stay on DC, but yeah.
Sorry about that. Do you think the MCU, now that they own the property, would bring in the Fox universe as a multiverse? Like,
I think they acknowledge
it. I think they acknowledge it. Like, I think CT said earlier, I don't think that they're gonna bring in everybody. They may bring in a select few, and I mean like two.
This would be so confusing if they brought in, this would be so genius and fun for us, if they brought in the original Fantastic Four from a different universe, so it'd be two Captain Americas and the Human Torch, but also the new Fantastic Four. I mean, the recent one, which had Michael B. Jordan be Killmonger, and he'd be the. I'd be like, what?
Just for a cameo. Yeah,
I just want all four of them playing their characters in the room and do the Spider-Man.
Quiet is kept. Chris Evans as Human Torch was amazing.
He was the best thing to come out of the movie.
He was amazing as Human Torch.
Listen, the only reason I saw Fast and Four, the only reason I saw Fantastic Four Part Two is because Chris Evans looked so dope and yoked up when he dove off the building of the wedding and said "Flame on," because that part of the trailer looked so great to me. I wanted to see it. The whole rest of the movie was trash.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Fantastic Four is trash, by the way.
It is.
Oh yeah, yeah, bro.
Like, so it is right to the point. What do we should call each other? Fantastic.
Well, you got to remember what comic books was doing at that time. You had to have a big word, and then you had to have something that describes as well. So it was like the Amazing Spider-Man, the Uncanny X-Men,
Incredible.
Right? You got to have something, you know?
Yeah. Amazing the Incredible Hulk. Spectacular Spider-Man. Right. There it is. Yeah. But now, just like you said, though, if you say in the MCU, if the MCU will acknowledge the Fox universe, I think the only way to really do that and get everything we would like to see, just in a way, is Deadpool. Deadpool is the only way you can make that work. It's just like how he did in Deadpool 2, and it's like, how am I always here and ain't none of the main X-Men here? And then they all close the door. I was like,
yeah, that was the best.
That he can do that with all of them. The Logan, if we want to finally see Logan in the MCU, Deadpool. We want to see X-Men, Deadpool. Like you said, if the two, like, I would love to see Deadpool in a counselor room, like I said, with Johnny Storm, Chris Evans, him as Captain America, and him as Green Lantern. Just so, how do you feel about your choices in life?
That would be so funny.
Because you know, here's what I think would be funny as well. I was going to say, and CT and Deion, I'm going to lean on y'all for this because I know that y'all have experience with directing and putting together stuff. What? How many F-bombs can you drop before your movie becomes rated R? Like, isn't there like a limit or something like that?
There is a limit. I feel like you only get one, but I've heard two. But I feel like you get one.
Because on our podcast, before they're like, said, hey. Yeah, on our podcast, we always said that it should be like literally like Deadpool, like he acknowledged it. Like, look here, this movie's gonna be rated R. I'm gonna drop two F bombs in this movie, and then like throughout the movie, it's like that ongoing joke. Like when he drops it, he's like, "That's one," and then he's like,
"Can I get an F count?" Yeah,
that's two.
Like, can I get an F
because count? Of his character. Yeah, because of his character.
Or they keep cutting him off, and picking up with another word. But, kiss my ass. No more questions, guys.
or then another one get thrown off of there. He could be like, holy, you know what? I'm not going to use my last F one on this one.
I'm going to save it.
Yeah. I'm going to save it for the same. Yeah.
But I just want to acknowledge the young Avengers. But you notice that they set up all the original Avengers, and now they have the new ones. They got She-Hulk, they got Ms. Marvel, you got Kate Bishop, you got Wiccan and Speed.
Yep.
They got like Captain America. They got
Patriot.
Ironheart.
Ironheart. Ironheart is in there.
Right. Oh, they got new Thor.
Yeah, Love and Thunder. Jane Foster is gonna get Mjolnir in the new Thor movie.
I figured the new Avengers going to be like a brainwashing Avengers, and they become dark or something like that, and then they're gonna have to have their the younger version fight them or get them free or something like that. I feel like that's how they're gonna set it up to kind of retire the original Avengers.
It's so weird to hear that because I don't know if they'll fight them as much as they'll just step up to the plate for an event, because like now we mentioned a lot of the Avengers that we've had, they're gone. So you look at Ironheart, there is no more Iron Man. You look at Falcon, who is now Captain America, the original Cap is gone. So there's nobody to fight that. And then you look at
you got the new Captain America versus Patriot, because they've already crossed paths in the show.
Right.
Yes, they could fight each other because there's always been that hostility, and you see in the episode with his slick mouth and stuff. So,
but now here's the solution. That's definitely going to be a Disney Plus show, because you can't honestly tell me that anybody wants to see that in the theater.
That's a six episode show.
Well,
the Skrulls. They can have the Skrulls Secret Invasion as the OG Avengers.
Right.
To be honest with you, y'all finna hate this. That's gonna be Secret Wars.
Right. That's gonna be the Secret Wars show.
Because think about it. If you know the Secret Wars movie,
yeah,
you've already made it to where that can't happen.
But here's where I think the Young Avengers, their first actual mission is going to be them versus the Dark Avengers. Because remember, we already established that Val is creating something. And usually she creates the Dark Avengers, like in general. So she's recruiting. So I believe that first thing is going to be a team up, because it's like, where does the Dark Avengers play into all everything? They're not going to be the big bad. So how do you address this this group of, you know, superpowered individuals, but who have, you know, nefarious acts that they're going to be doing? You get the Young Avengers to fight them, because all the other people are going to be fighting Galactus, Kang, and all this other stuff. So the Young Avengers, I think that'd be their first mission.
Well, then that might be the Thunderbolts then, because that's what I thought Val might be setting up, because she's also working with.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So it might be Young Avengers versus the Thunderbolts. Yelena is also a Thunderbolt, and we've already seen the General in there as well, who is Red Hulk.
Yeah.
So and U.S. Agent. So it might, like we said, but all of that still. Is a Disney Plus series,
no matter. Yes, what. It is.
It's still a Disney Plus
series. Man.
But I would like to see that though. Just to, like, I think it may be a little bit too early for Young Avengers and stuff like that, but I think it would increase them, and it would also increase the Thunderbolts as well for us. Because, like I said, like, we've seen Thanos, we've seen Thor, like, we went to space, we've seen Avengers assemble. So it's just like, yo.
Right,
Young Avengers ain't gonna hit like that.
No,
ain't no young. I'm sorry, I don't care if it's a Black Patriot. I don't care if him catching that hammer and being like, Young Avengers, assemble.
Yeah, it's like, cut this off, bro. I don't want to see that shit in theaters. I barely want to watch that shit on Disney Plus. Like, it's like, because all of these heroes, like, perfect example, when I watched the Hawkeye show. Kate Bishop, what's her name? Her name is Haley Steinfeld. I was like, she's a cute girl, but I was watching one episode and I got, give me the screen for this one, bro. I was watching one episode. I was so annoyed at one episode where she was talking to Yelena. And when she was talking to Yelena, she kept doing the something stinks face, like. And I'm like, she doesn't know any other expression to give us for this scene. I don't want to see this on big screen.
I was like, I don't know what you're doing, because like, it don't look like you confused. It looked like you said, some stink.
Yeah, what stinks? Bitch, why you keep on making this face?
That's so annoying. But I will say to Hawkeye, though, one thing I did love was how they definitely beefed up Kingpin.
Whoa!
I loved how he put his hands on her and stuff. I love how they beat that up. So I do look forward to that. I do also look forward to the Echo series, because I feel like Kingpin will show up in the Echo series as well. Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, after shooting him and stuff like that. So
now, what's the Echo series?
The chick. So Echo, I'm not sure how they're gonna do, because Echo technically have powers too. Echo is supposed to be of Native American descent, and she has like a fire type of power and stuff like that, but she's also deaf and combat trained.
That's Echo.
Yeah, that's Echo. The deaf chick. That's
got
Echo.
It.
Yeah. Got it. So we know she's getting her own series. So we know Kingpin most likely will return in that one as well. So
she gets her own series.
Yeah.
Yeah. They announced it at the last Disney Plus stream.
Kevin Feige giving everybody one, boy.
Riri is getting her own series. But you got to remember too.
I think right now we're in the age of now we're going to truly get one off like comics. You got to think about it with comic books. They always, when they relaunch a new, like when they redo the worlds, you know, they do the new 52 or whatever, they front load heavy with the major players. And then they finally branch off and start giving you these one offs where like they're slightly tied in, but you can watch this without having to really tie it in. I think that's what Echo said. Like, you know, we're going to get these series, whereas these people is like, they're going to have a good storyline, something good. It may may not be pivotal to the main storyline. It has some connection, but yeah, we're going to give you this storyline. And I think that that's what they're doing. They're changing the platform up. We're going to treat movies and TV series like actual comic books now. And we're going to give you this, where it's like I said, it's loosely connected on certain ones. Certain ones are pivotal. Like you, mm-hmm. we're going to have it where they're going to have the tree where it's like, okay, if you want to make sure you watch everything, this is the pivotal line. Now we got these branches off that's coming on that they're still connected to it, but you don't have to necessarily follow that if you want to follow that main storyline. That's what I think the MCU is finally going to.
But here's even hearing that, that doesn't make, that's not a smart business move. Like now let's go into the CT business hat, bro. Now, when you look at the movies that Marvel's released, oh, you can take me off. I don't need the screen first. When you, I appreciate you. I don't need the screen. I just needed to put a thank place. So when you look at the movies that they released, when they did Guardians was there. Hey, this is a branch, but if you guys love it, we'll bring it into the main story. Yeah. And that's what they did. Now, when you look at Guardians, they made a mistake right there. And what that was is they introduced us to the Nova Corps, but they didn't give us the Nova Corps. And I'm like, bro, this is the movie I want to see. The Nova Corps. I've been waiting for Nova to show up for 10 years. And well, ever since Capcom versus Marvel. So, or Marvel versus Capcom. So with them doing these separate branch TV shows, they're going to go down this hole where they become so niche that it's not going to get the views that it deserves. So like Eternals didn't succeed superly because of that reason.
Yes, exactly. But also too though, what it does for that is it's great because it gives us so many elements that boosts up these other ones for that. So kind of how, like I said, like with the Spider-Man thing and Andrew Garfield, it's the same thing for Guardians of the Galaxy. Even though it was not known, it wasn't anticipated to really make that much, it actually saved their franchise by putting it out because it saved Thor's franchise heavily because the second one was trash, but it was because of the fact that they were trying to shape the outer space and kind of this, you know, Shakespearean type thing. It went to Guardians of the Galaxy. We saw what the universe looks like. Yeah. And then they adapted Thor into that universe, which made him 10 times better.
So Thor Ragnarok started off just a work of art because nobody remembers Thor 2. However, you don't remember Guardians of the Galaxy 2 either because it was not good.
It was not. First of all, the fact you didn't show Ego as a planet. I'm like, even when he blow up, y'all not gonna show him as a planet?
Nope.
But they got Mantis.
What'd you say?
Well, I do hope Thor.
She was very important to try to brainwashed Thanos, so that was a good little play.
How was that night not the whitest scene in Marvel history? Like, I would have just stopped fighting Thanos when he'd be like, hold on, my nigga. Word? We were that close? You couldn't hold off for 4 seconds.
No, it's not even the hold off. This is what pisses me off about that moment. And this is what I talk about all the time. I say, you saw Iron Man blast him. You saw Hulk fight him. You saw all of this. And your resolution in this moment, because you heated, it's the gun button? You thought that was going to really kill him, bro? You saw all these super violent individuals could not take out Thanos, but you think the butt of your gun is going to knock him out and kill him in this moment of rage? I was so pissed off.
Fellas, I'd have been a class A asshole after that happened. I'd have gave Thanos the whole stone. Snap now.
Can I also add that at this time, Doctor Strange already knew this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to sit there and watch it like, I know.
Oh, yeah, and the other stuff he had to be thinking about, too, because I don't care what nobody say, and I don't know if everybody else caught this, but I know he low-key mad and got beef with Wong right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact he ain't Sorcerer Supreme.
Yep.
And so, because if you know this, him and Wong ain't fucking with each other like that.
They not.
But what happened to the point where Wong got to do scams in the Fight Club? Like him and Abomination got a whole scam going on. I'm like, you're Sorcerer Supreme. Why are you running this scam? Like,
but that's the thing where I think too, that's where the controversy is coming from, because I think Wong gets the bigger picture and is trying, like you said, if they are setting up Dark Avengers, it's setting up all those plays.
Yeah.
So you need a mystical force to fight, which you said, Dark Avengers. But he can also believe you need the Thunderbolts too, which is the folks who can go do these missions when Captain America's and them can't. They can't go to do these things because it might be too dangerous as far as public look. And so that's what Wong may be setting them up for.
But Wong also, man, you got to respect. Go ahead, Dan.
He's Doctor Strange because he know how to do it now, and he had the cape on.
Yeah.
So they set up for Doctor Strange, little young Ned.
But he don't remember that. If he don't remember Peter, those events never happened for them. So as far as they're concerned, well, they got accepted.
If that's the case, how does a Happy know Aunt May then? Spider-Man is the liaison of that.
Iron Man is.
Yeah. So he knows Aunt May. Remember that if you at the grave, what they said was he was like, "How do you know her?" I met him through Spider-Man. He said, "So did I." Remember, the world don't know Peter Parker. The world knows that Spider-Man is there and that there's a Spider-Man in his world. So in what the reason why Happy still remembers is, I had interactions with Spider-Man and through Spider-Man and Tony. I possibly hey.
He said, "I knew her through a friend," which is what Will's going to, which was because of Tony Stark. Tony Stark is the reason that they know Aunt May. Now, the reason that Peter knows, I think the reason that Peter said was the shelter that she worked or something like that. Peace. But it wasn't Spider-Man.
I thought he said Spider-Man. I'm tripping. I don't know.
Yeah, but when you look at Wong and Doctor Strange, if you see that opening scene, they got a little beef, but Wong knows that if Strange was there, he wouldn't be Sorcerer Supreme. So there's still that little, "Hey man, do what you want. I don't want to be a part of this shit." And he did that. So he still paid him that respect.
Yeah, because you could tell. And then too, it's funny because it's like, I was like, I wonder how Doctor Strange does feel that you're now technically number three in power. Because it's Wong, then Scarlet, then you.
Wait.
Let me ask you this. Where's the time stone? They said, does he still have the time stone?
It was destroyed.
If Captain America took the time stone back to...
you're forgetting the timeline.
Yeah, remember, he destroyed it. There's no more Infinity Stones. They don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
he destroyed them all.
Yeah, he destroyed them, and that's why they went back in time to get them from different timelines, and they had to send them back to those timelines.
And they had to use a quantum realm to go back in time, not the time stone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so all of those are gone. So that's why it's like I'm not a protector of that anymore. So that also makes sense as to why Wong is moving the way he's moving now, because it's like, yo, we got to protect this place.
Yeah, because we don't have the stones. And that'll be why that'll be what happens in Ant-Man's, what is it,
Quantum of Madness. Quantum Mania
is a direct fallout for the Quantum Verse, but at the same time, Doctor Strange, they basically should have said this is Spider-Man Part 2 without Spider-Man. I mean, Spider-Man No Way Home Part 2 without Spider-Man.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. But also, too, a theory that I got was we got to remember we are seeing all of this in Doctor Strange's perception. So we also got to count that. Now, again, I am getting a little too deep in it. I don't know, Kevin Feige may not jump into that, but, and you know, because I know we got to kind of wrap this too, but you remember when he cast that spell and everything broke apart?
Yep.
Who's to say they came back to the timeline that they were originally in?
Right.
Who's to say they're on the Earth that they're supposed to be on, which, like he said, leads into the multiverse of madness.
Yeah.
So everything that transpired just now, we have no idea where that is, where that leads us off, and who's watching those events for that to happen. Right. And then just one more thing to add in there, too, that I think we're also now going to get, because we got two elements of it now, thanks to Deuce mentioning that. No, I think the King of the Symbiotes is going to finally be brought into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They've already shown where he was, which is nowhere, because nowhere in Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a celestial, and Null killed that celestial. And so nowhere is the birthplace of the symbiotes.
Mm.
And since Thanos destroyed that, What's to say Noel doesn't go back and that's where that comes from, or if it wasn't already done already?
Mm.
So that's why I say those little pieces from these movies and shows that are kind of tertiary, there's some small parts that can
tertiary. God damn, that's a word for you.
That's a big word for him.
Yeah,
but fun. You know what? They also like that. I think that's what Marvel and the MCU is really great at, because even with them having the Beta Ray Bill statue in Ragnarok, mm-hmm. and knowing what Beta Ray Bill is to Thor and the Thor and that whole arc and everything like that, like I'm excited to see when they finally introduce Beta Ray Bill, because they were supposed to introduce him in Ragnarok, but the director said, you know what, this character's too big for us to just throw into this movie, which I respect. You know, as a fan of these characters, I'm like, I respect if you choose to leave somebody out because you feel like I want to do them justice, and just throwing them in this movie is not going to do them justice. Because you know, like as far as like the future of MCU, I'm excited to see when we finally get the Silver Surfer that we deserve, when Beta Ray Bill comes, and then you know, when we finally get, like, I hope they give us the true Dr. Doom, like the one that like is just pure destruction that scares the fuck out of everybody. Yes. Like those are the three people that I'm like, if I can't wait till they show up in the MCU.
Here's the thing. When you say that, now we know it's going to be Kang. Kang is going to be the guy, but I didn't say how it was going to be. I can promise you that Galactus is the new Thanos as far as them taking the 10 years to build, right? Yeah. Or in his case, 8 years to build, because it was 2012 was when Avengers came out. So when you look at, this is how the order is going to be. It's going to be Kang. And then just like they did like a Civil War, which was kind of like Avengers 2.5, when you'll start to see Dr. Doom presented. And by the time that we get Galactus, he'll already be massive as fuck. If it's not an A, if it's not a B story, it'll be an A story. But you definitely will see the Dr. Doom that Kevin Feige wants, because the only property we don't have in Marvel, I said we, like I'm not a DC guy, but it's like the only property that Marvel doesn't have now is the Spider-Man universe. So they have everything else except for the Hulk. But anybody tripping off the Hulk? Mark Ruffalo ain't getting no solo film.
No. That's not necessarily true now. Thanks to She-Hulk, we might actually be getting World War Hulk.
I'm looking at that right now.
Real shit. Because apparently in the show, you got to think about it, though. Hey, hear me out. Just hear me out. Hear me out. Because remember,
go ahead.
Dick Fury's in space right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, there's Professor Hulk, but we also got to remember, too, in the comic books, when he become Professor Hulk, that's when that insane stuff started happening. And then he decides to split from the Hulk. Mm-hmm. And that's when Dr. Banner start losing it, because they're no longer together. But there is a part to where the Hulk can leave this planet to go try and do something, where it leads to that, because they also said rumors is that his son is also going to be now introduced into the MCU as well.
Will, give me the screen.
That's so
funny. I'm gonna take the glasses off. I hear all that, Will. However, I'm going to hit you with these facts, okay? Now, the universe has been, and by universe, I'm talking about the moviegoer universe, we have been very respectful, very loving of Mark Ruffalo and all of his portrayals of the Incredible Hulk. However, nobody wants to see Mark Ruffalo's Hulk be the lead of anything. Now, we still holding on for hope that Ed Norton will fix it with Kevin Feige and get another chance. However, when we see the She-Hulk series, you're going to see a TV version of the Incredible Hulk, not leading, but appearing, and we're cool with that, because by the time Endgame ended, that arm was mangled, and that brother's getting old. You know what I'm talking about? The character of the Hulk is getting old.
But, so he's Professor Hulk, though, now. But that's the thing. Like, he's Professor Hulk, so all he got to do...
No, he's not, because remember at the end of
Shang-Chi... Oh, yeah, that's right. He changed back. So he changed back in Shang-Chi. You're right.
He can control him now. Yeah, so they might have that old Hulk, Maestro. Remember when Maestro, when he finally separated, and then he could control back to Banner? When he had that old beard...
So you're talking about the whole family, but then if we get that, then they gotta introduce Wolverine, because remember, that's when Wolverine has his most vicious battles, when he's fighting the Hulk family and he's fighting old Hulk and like Maestro and everybody. Like, that's the most vicious battle. Like, you really gotta introduce Wolverine, because then we gotta get that.
Yeah, but then also too now, but then you got to tie in Hawkeye, which is the lost eye with the missing arm now. So you got to tie that Hawkeye in too, because he's still
the reason why they brought Bruce Banner back down, financial reasons to have him in a whole series. Because you know how expensive that is. They're like, we're gonna put all the money in her because she can't come back out of that. She's forever.
And if we're being honest, though, I don't think we're gonna see that till the end. I don't think we're gonna see her become full She-Hulk until the end.
Budgets. But let me ask you this: when they showed, and I'm gonna have to YouTube this, when they showed Bruce Banner at the end of Shang-Chi, did they show him with the arm brace on?
Yeah, he did have the arm brace on.
Yeah, all right, that's he looks like this. That goes to show you that the Hulk never recovers, as far as
they cover that up too. They said that he will be fully recovered in She-Hulk. So that was one of the things that
they said.
His arm will be fully recovered. Because you got to think about it, when you see it in there, it's regrown and stuff like that. And what makes that possible is Avengers 2, that Asian chick with the generation. Remember when Hawkeye got shot and they added tissue to his side?
Yeah.
That's how he get his arm back.
How he gets his arm back, then how does the Hulk get his? Because I asked that because the Incredible Hulk, Will Ferrell, I play Avengers every single day on the PS5. So when you look at the Incredible Hulk's physiology is completely different than Bruce Banner's. So when you look at Bruce Banner, he's this super small guy that basically doesn't even share a body with this guy, but shares a body with this guy. And then he hulks out and becomes this massive being. So my question is, how will this arm that was mangled on the Hulk that seemed to go down to Bruce Banner, have his arm healed, have the Hulk's arm healed?
So the way I would think of it is, and I ain't gonna say that the scientific, just thinking about it from a breakdown, it's the way I've always seen it is the Hulk, Bruce Banner is schizophrenic. Uh-huh. So he has a split personality disorder. Mm-hmm. And Hulk is that other personality. What powers him is the gamma exposure that he had. So what happens is this body enlarges thanks to the gamma radiation, but it's only manipulating what's there. So again, if that arm is mangled, it's going to try to manipulate what's there. But since it's like that, that's why it's like that. Just like if you notice in the Avengers game, when you played it, how Hulk looked sick and kind of bruised up in the first part. And so was Bruce because of the way they had been. So the effects that happens on Bruce does happen to Hulk with a matter of time happening.
I'm glad that you said that, because now that, honest to God, that might be the thing that just got me excited for She-Hulk, which if they're saving all her CGI towards the last episode, they definitely got to do the same for him. Because they're
going to be fired in, though.
Well, because they didn't show nothing in the trailer. And I think they showed, I can't remember if memory serves me, but I think they showed Mark Ruffalo talking to her and stuff. And besides, and it's just like, you kind of want to get, and then too, you also want to kind of get your money's worth for paying for this actress to be She-Hulk. Because like you said, you won't see her no more. So she's going to start getting that Vin Diesel group money bag after that, because she can't turn back.
Yeah,
so it was like, yo, let me give you 5 episodes to shine on, and then that 6th one, hey, get ready, you finna grow, and you ain't gonna be on camera no more.
Or give her 4, and the last 2 be her as that. But at the same time, that's when you hope that this series makes a lot of money, because a season 2 is going to be expensive.
Which is why you may need to have Young Avengers and the rest of these. Which the thing is too. I don't think She-Hulk is going to get a season 2. I think She-Hulk is definitely just to introduce her to the MCU, and she just going, because you got to remember, that's kind of the same way the Hulk was. The Hulk didn't have a comic book until a little bit later. He was popping up in everybody else's stuff. He really didn't get too many villains like that until later on. Besides, his only villains was Abomination and the Thinker. By the way, dumbest name for fucking the Thinker.
Like, it's also a name of another villain in DC, the Thinker, which is unfortunate.
And I'm just like, but his makes sense in the DC. I was like, his made perfect sense why he's called that. Yours is like,
Didn't he pop up in Wolverine comic book first, the Hulk?
I think
he was like great.
First he was green, and then they finally came out with one, and then they switched him to green a couple of comics later. So.
Mm.
It's a lot coming our way. And as we can see with us talking about this, we got a lot of predictions coming our way. But I will say, no matter if it was, you know, throwing that fishing net out there trying to reach or even giving some mind-blowing, I just want to say each and every one of y'all gave out some incredible predictions. And definitely, just like how CT said, opened up a lot more possibilities based off of the perception y'all have from here. And I hope we all did the same for y'all that are watching here today. And so I want to thank each and every one of y'all for checking this out. Let us know in the comments as well what your predictions are. But before we get out of here, though, I always want to make sure that my guests get a chance to spotlight themselves and let people know what's happening. I'm going to start off with Young Deuces. We're going to move over to Dion, and then of course, last and certainly not least, Mr. CT. So, deuces, you
are. Man, what's going on, man? Again, man, thank you for having me, man. This was amazing. Right now, man, we're working on our season 5 of 101 with Deuces. I'm going to be starting that up on the 22nd of this month. And like you said, got a couple of interviews lined up. You know, the way we drop them on our Instagram and our social media. So, if you go to @GeekSetPodcast, that's how you'll be able to see who's coming up and how we drop it. We try to do it like the week of or the week before, but you know, one of the first people that I'm dropping on the 22nd is David Crownson. He created Harriet Tubman Demon Slayer, the comic book that's going to be turned into a show by Prentice Penny, the showrunner of Insecure. So it's really dope, and had a really dope conversation with him. And then, you know, on our YouTube, man, we drop our podcast every 2 weeks. Again, it's Geek Set Podcast, the only podcast that blend hip-hop culture and geek culture together in one place. We talk about everything, anime, hip-hop, comic books, video games, and we go in-depth in the way that we sound like now when we talk about geek stuff. And then on our Twitch, man, twitch.tv/geekset, Mondays and Tuesdays, my guy Bacardi and Dij, they Twitch, and then, we just randomly jumping on. If you want to jump on with us on Knockout City, man, follow us, because, you know, that's what we're rocking right now heavily. And then, yeah, man, you know, Geek Set Rewind is another show that we got coming soon. That's where we watch anime and give our live reactions to it. So it's like we got a couple of shows. We're trying to build our network and try to build everything that we got. So if you follow @Young_Deuces or @GeekSetPodcast, or just go to our website, GeekSetPodcast.com, and you'll get all the updates and information about what we're doing and where we're going to be at and everything. So yeah, man, I appreciate anybody who comes from this stream, and I do appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Dion. You are. This nigga is shirtless shorty 03.
Shirtless shorty.
Follow me at DionLack. Got high real quick, man. I'm sorry. I have a game show coming out very soon. That's it, man.
Drink your water one time for the people.
Drink your water, yeah. Bucket hat, no shirt on, nigga. I got money.
God. God, you're the greatest of all time, bro. Oh my God. Oh my God. Listen, guys, first of all, Will, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored anytime you hit me to be a part of anything, man. Shout out to the Arcade Tokens. You guys are the greatest. I just dropped a comic book called The Misadventures of CT. If you would like to check it out, issue number 2 is on its way. It's completely different to issue 1. I'm building a universe. Yes, The Misadventures of CT. If you would like to check it out, go to Linktree/CT is dope, where you can find everything CT. I'm kind of still on hiatus from content, but I'm about to shoot some more, and it'll be to the people soon. Team CT all day.
Hey.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And as always, man, y'all know where to find me. A few things have changed. Like I said, you can always find all of my socials. It's Will Farrow. On my YouTube, it's the same thing, but we are now WP Media. That is right. It's now being expanded into my own production company. Of course, stepping out, doing content. And like I said, man, folks like these guests I've had here today are those that inspire me to really step into my own and keep walking my individual path. So you'll continue to see Straight Out of a Comic Book, Farrow's Pharaoh's Vault, new format coming for Pharaoh's Vault. Can't wait to have these folks on here for the podcast edition. Definitely going to tell y'all about that in just a little. But yeah, check out that. Make sure you check out my Twitch every Wednesday, 7:30. That'll also be coming in. We had a Heels to Jesus Hour with myself and Lou G. Our Let's Play. And of course, if you want to learn some graphics with me and the Legion, come on down to my Twitch at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And of course, Eastern Standard. Y'all already know what time that is. That's 10 for y'all. And then, of course, my album that will be dropping this year, 80s Hell of a Night. Get ready for that, man. So I can't wait. I'm excited. And so I want to thank my guests for coming in, Young Deuces, Dion Lack, and, of course, CT. It is always a pleasure to be with y'all. That's why this episode is almost 3 hours, because this is what happens when you got dope individuals talking about something they love. And I can't wait till we start talking about DC. So follow these folks. Follow myself. Support. Do what you can. Thank you so much for checking it out. And again, in the comments below, let us know your predictions for Marvel 2022's Cinematic Universe and Disney Plus. I have been the Anomaly, Will Ferrell, and we will catch you next time. Toodaloo. Don't you want to smoke? Don't you want to smoke? Smoke some peace.